When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
The last 24 hours been like for you, particularly just the whirlwind of emotions
since
you got picked?
Just been thanking God, you know, that I'm finally here. You know, the process is over with. I can finally know what team I'm going to. Just been enjoying it every hour of the day, you know, with my family.
When did this become a realistic goal for you?
I'll probably say after my freshman year, you know, when I started playing my freshman year, and then the new coaching staff came in, and I had, you know, a great sophomore year. The dream started coming, you know, more and more into reality that it was actually possible to get here.
The player comparisons for you are pretty impressive, whether it's Justin Jefferson, Chase, right. DJ Moore. Who do you compare yourself to?
I'll probably say more of probably Jamar. You know, we got that same frame. You know, I get a lot of comparisons, you know, now daily, but I'm just focused on trying to be the best Malik Nabers I can possibly be.
What are the advantages of coming from LSU with those guys? Obviously, you mentioned Jamar. You got Odell. You know,
right.
A pretty good line of receivers. Right.
But just, you know, watching those guys, how they compete, how they run routes, how they was able to come from, you know, LSU, make a name for themselves in the NFL. So just hoping to follow in those guys' footsteps and do the same for myself.
Malik, along those lines, you know, you knew from having grown up in Louisiana the big shadow of all those great receivers, right, who have gone through LSU. Why did you not shy away from jumping into that?
Because I wanted to be great just like those guys. So, you know, if I followed in the right footsteps, go to, you know, home state, you know, they was going to show me love no matter what. They was going to get me prepared for this day here.
Malik, a lot of people talk about maybe what separates you from these other great players in the draft is separation.
Right.
Or separation. What does that mean to you? And what does it feel like on the field when you can separate from a defender like that?
It's just second nature, you know. It's just me being an athlete, me being, you know, a dog, just going out there, always being that person that a quarterback can rely on, you know, giving the ball to, having that, you know, confidence in in myself and the quarterback. You know, when the ball is in the quarterback hands, it's, you know, Malik's going to be open. So I'm glad I had that quarterback this year that was able to do that.
Can you feel it on the field when you're with a defender that he might be with you, but not for long?
Yeah, I have that, you know, that little Spider-Man tactic, you know, when I feel somebody or when I'm out there on the field, you know, I know how close out of bounds is. I just know how to, you know, react to the ball, lay hands, you know, understand what a defender can be in my route. So, yeah.
What do you think you need to improve to, you know, obviously you're great playing college, have that type of success in the NFL?
I'll probably say, you know, getting out my routes faster, using my hands a lot more, you know, into my routes and stuff like that.
Something Brian Daboll and Joe Shane both said, and even Bill Belichick, when he was talking about you, were saying the thing that kind of stood out to them was your competitiveness, your toughness, and
right,
how you kind of approach that. Where do you get that from?
I believe I was born with it. I guess I picked it up more and more as I got older, but it was, you know, I just never want to lose. You know, when I was competing, you know, with my cousin in the yard, we was always going against each other. But, you know, we always never wanted to lose. So it made that sense of competition level, you know, higher.
Malik, when we talked with you last night, you hadn't spoken to Daniel Jones. Have you talked with him since?
What'd you say? Say it loud.
Have you talked with Daniel Jones yet?
I actually did talk to Daniel Jones. He was just like, you know, I'm happy that you're here. You know, we're going to hit the ground running, you know, and then learn. He's going to learn about me. I'm going to learn about him, and we're going to get together.
I know it's very early, but what do you make of him as a quarterback?
You know, I'll wait till I get here to see, you know, all that. I'm just happy to be here. Great organization, you know, here. So I'm just happy to be here.
Like, you look at the scouting report, there's not too much that people say you can't do. So right. How good can you be, in your opinion?
As good as I put my, you know, preparation to. You know, if I prepare right, you know, I should get me ready to go out there, you know, play some games, you know, contribute to the team.
What are you thinking about living in New York? It's really New Jersey, but being here, playing in this market, living in New York.
I think it will be great, you know, for my family to come out here, see a different side of the world. You know, a great city, great lights. You know, I heard the city never sleeps. So, you know, it's going to be a great spot to play at.
Do you know anyone around here? Like, do you know any of the guys on the team? Like,
I knew Cardell Fly. I knew about Jalen Hyatt, Wendell Robinson, and a few of those guys, yeah.
What's the best way to maximize your skill set in an offense?
I'll probably say move me around in different positions, you know, understand, you know, I can play outside and inside. You know, let me create space and just get the ball in my hands.
Malik, you obviously earned your way to this point. What does this opportunity mean to you?
It means the world. You know, all the hard work and dedication, they paid off. All the support that my family had for me, you know, it all paved out to win. So, you know, I'm, you know, thanking the Lord that I finally got to, you know, be in the position that I always wanted to be in.
Do you remember when you first thought, I want to be an NFL player, I want to be an NFL wide receiver?
Yeah, I believe I was 8 years old and I told my mom, you know, I wanted to play in the NFL after, you know, seeing my little cousin, him play football, seeing all his accomplishments, all his trophies in his room. So yeah, it started at that age.
Are you a guy who sets goals for yourself from a young age? You know, some guys like to hang goals on the wall and focus on those kind of things.
Nah, I don't set goals. I don't set long-term goals. I just put my mind to whatever I want to accomplish.
Malik, back in 2020, I think, in high school when you couldn't play that year, how right. difficult was that? How much did it make you miss the game? What was that experience?
It was very difficult, you know, seeing the, you know, how the competitiveness that I am, you know, seeing my team go out there and sometimes lose games and I couldn't do nothing about it. All I could do was just sit there. You know, I always wanted to help, but I couldn't. So that emotion was running through my, you know, my adrenaline all every time they played on Fridays. But, you know, going out there and practicing and giving those guys extra looks, just being that guy on defense or that guy on offense that was able to play different positions at the time and just give those guys a look. They saw, you know, a different kind of teammate in me, the teammate that wanted to help those guys win.
When Joe was talking last night about your competitiveness, he mentioned you had a shoulder injury that you just didn't miss any time with. I'm just curious, like, how much did that injury impact you? Like, how much were you fighting through, and is it all good now?
Yeah, it's all good now, but, you know, how I am is like if I'm able to, you know, move my arm or anything, if I'm able to move, you know, something that's hurting, and I'm out there, you know, I'm going still 100%. You know, I'm putting my body on the line for the team, and it's not going to change.
I know you're close with Coach Hank, but what has he meant to your growth?
My mentor, you know, somebody that I always can go to. He's going to push me to be the best player, best man I can be. So having that guy in my corner has been a blessing.
What's the most important lesson that you've kind of got from him?
Learning how to, you know, be a pro athlete, you know, learning how to, you know, put everything, you know, first, you know, the football is first, you know, keeping the main thing. So, you know, him teaching me all that, you know, it's got me through a lot.
When do you think you kind of realized that, you know, that you were able to put football first? I mean, you're right. A teenager when you get there.
I mean, you know, with him, he was just teaching me how to be a pro early. You know, he saw something in me. He knew I was going to be here. So he wanted to push me into being a pro early. So when I got here, I was already going to be through it.
We'll take three more.
Malik, when you look at the guys who try to cover you this year, obviously, we know you joked last night that Dave said he wants his try, but who would you say, you know, that you had respect for that you're looking forward to kind of getting another shot at in the league?
I'll probably say Taron Arnold. You know, me and him, you know, our level of competitiveness, even with me and him talking one-on-one, you know, we always got that dog mentality in us, just want to be great and want to push each other to be great. So I'll probably say him, Kool-Aid McKinstry, you know, my sophomore year, me and him was going at it. I'll probably say, I believe, Ronaldo Green also from Florida State. So, yeah.
Curious, what did you learn from going through getting the arrests? Like, what did you learn from that experience, and how much was that something you had to talk to teams about during this process?
I mean, you know, it's a learning experience. You know, it's something that we all go through in life, but, you know, I'm glad that, you know, I'm here today talking past it.
Last one.
Malik, have you heard from any of those wide receivers, particularly from LSU?
I just got a few hours ago, was talking to Odell Beckham, you know, talked to Jamar, talked to Terrence and Marshall, and those guys were just telling me, you know, be the same person that I've been the whole time. Keep the main thing you're playing. It just don't get, you know, you're in the league, but just don't be too scared. You know, you're still playing football. You're still that little kid that was playing football at the end of the day. And have fun with it. It's a fun thing to do. You know, you're playing for, you know, the NFL, your dream that you always wanted to do. So just keep that.
What did Odell say anything about the Giants?
No, he didn't say anything about the Giants. He was just, you know, telling me congratulations.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.